Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can't imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more
stuff. What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, better bow down before that image that day. Yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes. With no fear in their hearts, I can hear them say,
I won't let nothing turn me around.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta call through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my throne. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Sister Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We are appreciative of any and all that are a part of this program. We appreciate you, Danielle, for what you do every single day at 7 a.m. Eastern. Brother Bradshaw, we appreciate you for being willing to share this ministry with me and with others. We appreciate all that are on the Blog Talk Radio call, who are called the telephone numbers today, or maybe for some of those that might actually be listening live or via the archival fashion via www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture, as well as those that are a part of my individual ministry who are also listening via the Facebook simulcast that we do at 7 a.m. every Tuesday. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we encourage those on the Facebook end of things to find that little arrow down just below the video panel and share this if you believe that it has or can be a blessing to others. And I'm hoping the standard that you hold is that if it was a blessing to you, it most certainly can be a blessing to others. Today, as I have indicated the last couple of weeks, is now the actual first year anniversary, or at least we're going to call it that, of the Gratitude Tuesday theme that we've been pushing. Again, the idea is that we're pushing the spiritual norm that if indeed we continue to focus on our blessings and the things that we can be grateful and thankful for, we won't have time to complain. And so I've launched into that theme, not knowing how long I would, how far I would do it. And this is, if my count has been right, is number 51. We launched this on the 29th of March of last year. And right now I'm just going to plan to continue to do it every Tuesday as the Lord continues to give me health and strength and knowledge at 7 a.m. On this broadcast. And we're appreciative again of the theme, and we're appreciative of the opportunity. I want to talk as I celebrate that that anniversary today about something that the saints and I have been studying on Sunday morning. We have launched into a series called Make Me a Servant, a series at 9:30 a.m. On Sunday mornings. As we've done that there at the Gateway Church, we discovered in Genesis 39 that Joseph had with the Lord at his side favor even in the pit, because if you study the text, it was either the pit or death. So even though we don't like pits, sometimes the pit can be a blessing. We discovered that the type of prison that he went to and the fact that he was able to even go to prison after Potiphar's accused him of wrongdoing in a less than truthful fashion, that was a blessing. Because if you look at the ancient Near East times, that if somebody would have been guilty of rape or attempted rape, they would have been killed. They would have not been thrown in prison. So that's where another instance where prison is a blessing as opposed to considering the alternative. And so when you start looking at these things, he eventually makes it to the palace. But the Bible says very specifically in verse 39 in several places, the Lord was with him. 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 And with long with such favor, he gained also favor with man as a consequence. And so I'd like to map out how the same thing really can happen with us, how we can truly have it so that we can have favor with God, we can have favor with man, and if you're not aware, God has given us all of what it takes to indeed accomplish that goal. The secret sauce, ladies and gentlemen, is the inclusion of the Holy Spirit in our lives and our ability to be able to successfully leverage that influence. Paul spoke about this directly in Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, where he mentions three triads, actually, to consider in the characteristics of the spiritual person who has faith, who indeed gets favor and has faith with God, and then enjoys some level of favor with man. When you look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, the Bible says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace." And the Bible says, "Against such there is no law." So that first triad is love, joy, and peace. And I want you to look at that first triad as being Godward triad. If you want to continue to obey what Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37, where when they asked him what was the greatest commandment, he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. In verse 38, he says, "This is the great and foremost commandment." So when Paul later says, "Against such there is no law," he's trying to help you to see that if you want to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, then you need to have that level of love, which then generates the level of joy, which then together allows you to have that peace that passes all understanding. When that is happening, you know that the fruit of the Spirit, the results of the Spirit, the benefits of the Spirit are being manifest because you enjoy the faith, and the favor that you need to have with God that allows you to then possibly have the relationships that you need to have with man. Because when you go to the next portion that Paul mentions in Galatians chapter 5 and verse number 22, continuing, "But the fruit of the Spirit is patience and kindness and goodness," and again repeating the refrain in verse 23, "against such there is no law," that triad deals with the relationships with others. And of course, that talks about in pointing out patience and kindness and goodness, it kind of echoes what the Bible talks about, what Jesus spoke of in verses 39 through 40 in Matthew 22, when he said, "The second is like unto it. You should love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets." So I want you to know that there is a connection between Jesus speaking in Matthew 22 and Paul speaking in Galatians 5 when he says, "Against such there is no law." The idea then of this final triad, because in order for you to successfully have favor with God and successfully have favor with man, you got to be able to have the right faith and favor within yourself. Because when Paul says in Galatians 5, again, 22, "The fruit of the Spirit is," and then end of 22, "faithfulness," and then in 23, "gentleness and self-control, against such there is no law," the idea of being faithful, being gentle, and have self-control, and then ends up being the final ingredient that you need in order to truly have favor with God, as well as to extend have that favor extended to men, not to all men. You're going to have some women and some men that are just going to be haters. You guys know that. I don't have to go into any detail with that. But if you really want to let your light shine, then you want to be able to let the fruit of the Spirit and these nine characteristics really come into play. Jesus in speaking, I believe, to these last ones really is really helps us to understand just how important it is to be faithful and gentle and to be kind. In when he says, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So you want to have it so that you can see the spiritual person in yourself. Let that Holy Spirit guide you. That's what's going to allow you to have favor with God and man. This certainly fits the picture of that spiritual person who is invited to restore later in Galatians 6, or a person who is overtaken in a fault. It's like setting a broken bone back in place when that happens, because he or she simply possesses exactly what it takes to be that minister that shows themselves every single day to be in favor with God as well as with man. Thank you for sticking with me for a year of Gratitude Tuesdays, and I'm pleased to be able to pray with you today and then bid you Godspeed. Father in heaven, please help us as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. We want to continue to pray and talk and live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. And Father, just help us to be able to continue to be reminded of that, not just on Tuesday, but in every day as we rise up and we see the sun rise and we're able to understand just how blessed we are to have the gift of today. Because even as we are thankful for what happened yesterday and in eager anticipation of what we have, what we could have tomorrow, if you allow us to live, we really need to be able to make sure that we smell our share of roses and we appreciate the gift that you give us of today. This is a day in which you allow us to have a clean canvas, one in which we can give you glory and honor on this particular day. So allow us to be able to pray the spiritually appraised prayers, where we continue to ask for prayers for Olivia, who is traveling, for Shirley, who is still healing and going through therapy. We ask for prayers for the kids in Tennessee, who the ones who now feel unsafe, as well as any ones that might have been injured and not killed, and just be with those families of the ones who there, where the kids as well as the adults have now perished. And Father, just help us to deal with the tragedy and the uncertainty and the pain that's associated in this world, by helping us to stay focused not just on what's thankful, how thankful that we should be even in times of adversity, but also that when you have your purpose and when you set forth your plan, that we know that ultimately you're going to fulfill your promises. Help us to be able to understand that, and let it guide us in our thoughts, guide us, let these things guide us in our actions, and let it definitely guide us in our words, so that we can bring glory and honor to you, not just today, but every day that you give to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.